Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Thanksgiving rush is on.
People at this point are just kind of ready to travel.
Waukesha death toll goes up.
We learned of another death of a child.
1970s murder conviction overturned.
I didn't think this day was going to come.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a huge difference from last year, with tens of millions of Americans now vaccinated. More than 53 million are hitting the road for Thanksgiving. Many are flying, most are driving. Shane Beaton is with his family at an I-79 rest stop in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania.
It feels good. Get out, get away from everything. Just, like, get a break from regular life.
I'm John Doman on I-95 in Maryland, where people were on the road early.
1:45, 12 o'clock.
Last night at 9:30, and I'm heading to Florida.
Carrie Zaleski of New Hampshire says her vehicle runs on diesel fuel. She's running on
coffee and Red Bull.
Also on the road early this morning was Lyndon Paris, who left Brooklyn headed for Georgia.
Actually, I was looking at the plane tickets, the price.
Gas prices might be high, but airfare was higher.
But I say, you know something, last minute, I'm just going to drive.
I'm Marla Diamond on the New Jersey Turnpike, where the cost of a gallon of regular is $3.55 a gallon, but that's not stopping travelers like Ruth Thompson of Windsor, Connecticut, who is feeling much more confident than she did a year ago.
It is wonderful. Last year, this time, I was cooped up in my home. I would not go anywhere.
The TSA and the airlines say they're ready for the busiest travel period in almost 2 years. Correspondent Errol Barnett is at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, and he says today,
Delta expects to fly more than 478,000 passengers and more than 550,000 on Sunday. That's a pandemic record for the airline. Also, United and American Airlines expect the Sunday after Thanksgiving to be their busiest travel days since the pandemic began.
An 8-year-old boy has become the 6th person to die after being hit by the SUV that crashed into a crowd watching Sunday's Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The suspect has had his first court appearance. He's jailed on $5 million bail. CBS News correspondent David Begno spoke with the husband of one of the women killed.
Everyone who met her always loved her.
John Kulik, whose wife Jane was killed, told me that their last day together began at church. Roughly 6 hours later, his wife was at the parade with colleagues from the bank where she worked when she was run down.
Her whole world was her family. She was a rock that held us together.
She was a grandmother to 3 and a mother to 3. The tributes for Jane Kulik and the 5 other victims who died are pouring in. The suspect, Daryl Brooks, was arrested on the front porch of a home where he actually knocked on the door after the attack.
I called an Uber, and I'm supposed to be waiting for it over here, but I don't know when it's coming. Can you call it for me, please?
Daniel Ryder answered the knock.
He said, man, I'm freezing. I'm freezing out here, man. You got to warm me up. So I got him a jacket to wear. So I was like, okay, I'll get you a sandwich. He was telling me that, oh, is there something going on downtown? I was like, there's a parade today, I know, but I'm, and he's like, oh, that's probably what is a parade.
Ryder says he had no clue what happened at the parade because he was at home watching football. Ryder says he got antsy when he saw police circling out front, so he told Brooks he needed to leave. Pretty fast, officers swarmed in.
This is the second day of jury deliberations at the trial of 3 white men accused of murder in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Brunswick, Georgia.
They will continue deliberating today after more than 6 hours yesterday. They'll take Thanksgiving off, and they'll be back Friday and Saturday if necessary.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Kevin Strickland has always said he was home watching TV when three people were shot and killed in Kansas City back in 1978. Strickland was convicted, even though two other men who were found guilty said he wasn't involved. Now a judge has overturned Strickland's conviction, and he's a free man. While he says he's not angry,
it took 43 years to get here. And when they knew from day one that I wasn't the person that committed that crime, they knew.
High on his list of things to do now, visiting the grave of his mother, who died 3 months ago. A civil jury has ordered 17 white nationalist leaders and organizations to pay more than $26 million in damages stemming from the violence during a deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, 4 years ago. Roberta Kaplan is an attorney for the plaintiffs.
This verdict today is a message that this country does not tolerate violence based on racial and religious hatred in any form.
In San Francisco, police say they've arrested 9 people in connection with a series of smash-grab robberies at high-end stores and shopping malls. California Governor Gavin Newsom promises an increased police presence at large retail areas. Stores and malls may seem a little less crowded this year than on past Black Fridays. A CNET survey says more of us are opting to shop online rather than go out.
Our survey found that about 18% of people are buying more gifts online specifically because of supply chain issues and worries about whether gifts are going to get there on time and whether they're going to find what they need.
But CNET senior security expert Bree Fowler says those issues have many people doing deep dives for alternative resources. That doesn't always turn out well.
Stick with reputable retailers. This year especially, that hot gift may not be at the place you usually shop. So you need to be careful that you're not shopping with shady online companies that may or may not be real.
In other words, buyer beware. Late last night,
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the Falcon 9 and DART.
That launch from California's Vandenberg Air Force Base was the beginning of a scenario that's been played out in science fiction for decades. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The spacecraft is going to crash into a small, harmless asteroid next fall to test the feasibility of nudging an incoming asteroid or comet off course. And DART will only change its trajectory by a truly tiny amount.
And remember, this is only a test, not an actual emergency. The owners of 2 Miami Beach restaurants are suing the city after they were denied permits for sidewalk seating. They say the city manager has too much leeway to do that based on past violations, bad reviews, or any other criteria she chooses.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Some rock stars become living legends. Some become legendary after their deaths. You could argue that the one who died 30 years ago today was both.
It's been 3 decades since Queen lost its lead singer. But to this day, Freddie Mercury is considered one of the greatest frontmen of all time. The British singer formed the band with guitarist Brian May in 1970. Since then, Queen has sold more than 34 million records, about half of which sold after his death. Mercury was just 45 years old when he died from AIDS in 1991. In 2001, he was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.